Jazz didn't change much during the 30s because it provided a center around which a Bruckheim was torn apart by 10 years of the Great and by 6 years of war. Revolution took place in the World War, that is, in the year to 1950, and the Depression and the Great War. In the 1950s, the small group, or again, the members of the small, all very competent musicians from the band, where they received a high of art in England. Also, two other important phenomena took place in the 1950s. One, more white musicians were entering the jazz scene, and two, jazz became a serious music, which was thought to be worth study in music academies. Another problem of the aughts was the dance debop, and had been at the heart of the black tradition of jazz. Also, jazz ceased to be pure entertainment for great masses of people and became an intellectual game for serious musicians who were striving for mastery of instruments and the art of music itself. So, jazz was bop during the 50s, and bop was a complex array of styles and individual artists. It was during this period that the great individual artists began to emerge, Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, John Coltrane, and hundreds of others who we today think of as greats of jazz.
下一个决定产生在二战之后，那就是1945年到1950年，大乐队在二战之后消失。在50年代，小型乐队再兴起，在这些乐队中担任乐都是非常值得的音乐家，他们几乎所有人都来自大乐队，他们无论是在音乐还是在技巧上受了很高明的训练。另外两种非重要的现象出现，那就是第一，有更多的白人音乐家进入爵士乐领域；爵士乐开始成为一种严肃音乐，它被人们认为是一种有价值去大学和音乐学院进行严格学习的音乐形式。还有就是 bebop 音乐不像早期传统黑人爵士乐那样你可以随之起舞，爵士乐结束了它的大众娱乐性，成为了一种严肃音乐家们的智力游戏，音乐家们被他们的乐器和音乐本身的艺术性所统治。爵士乐在50年代是 bebop 的时代， bebop 是一种它的风格链，在这个期间产生了许多伟大的具有个性的艺术家，像 Dizzy Gillespie、 Charlie Parker、 Lester Young、 Coleman Hawkins、 John Coltrane 等等，这是爵士乐最伟大的时期。